Now, look, it is the end of an era, Nathan, for one certain vehicle today.
It is.
There's something about the purposeful, functional Land Rover that makes an irresistible appeal to the young...
We love that. It's very, very, very old-fashioned advert. For the Defender, the Land Rover Defender, it's a common sight on farms and country roads across North Yorkshire, but after almost 70 years... more than 2 million vehicles. The very last Land Rover Defender, I can't even say it right, rolls on the production line today. Their reputation of being a farming workhorse. I have to say, Charles Fawcett's joined me outside. Morning, Charles.
Good morning. Good morning.
I love your Defender.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Open top in this weather.
Yes, yeah, probably not the best vehicle for today. But then again, final vehicle that rolls off the line this morning at 8:30 is in fact a soft top. That will go to the Heritage Museum. And up at Twisted, we've built this this particular soft-top short wheelbase, which is a fun vehicle. It's got a Corvette 500 horsepower V8 in it.
No, it's got a V8 engine. So this is what you do. You convert and enhance the Land Rover.
We do, yes. Yeah, we build about 60 vehicles a year to customer spec. This particular one will probably end up out in the UAE somewhere. But for this morning at least, it's here to have a look at and use. It's great.
It's a left-hand drive. Take me through it. And it's silver. It's an absolute silver monster.
Yeah, so this particular vehicle, it's undergone a huge conversion from the original 120-horse diesel to a 500-horse V8 petrol. It's got an entire new driveline, brake, suspension, everything that you can see. What's important, though, for me, particularly for Twisted, is that we maintain the integrity of what is Defender. Clearly, we modify them, we alter them, we change them. But it's still got to look like a Defender. It's still got to have that iconic status. Mm. And that's what everybody knows and loves.
Right.
So we will keep doing that, even though today is the final day for Land Rover themselves.
It's got some fabulous roll bars over the top. It's got some very plush seating inside. And is that velour on your steering wheel?
It's not velour, no, no. It's Alcantara, but...
It's the allure of velour.
I'll forgive you.
Can you start the engine up? And I'll just pop inside if that's all right. We're going to take it for a spin around the car park. I'm just walking around it. It's an absolute monster. Oh, crumbs. I think I'm going to need a ladder. Oh, Charles, I'll never... Hang on a minute. Oh no, I can't get in. Hang on. Oh. I need a leg up. Oh, this is ridiculous.
They should be filming this.
I know, they should be filming. Adam Tomlinson!
This would be award-winning on YouTube. This would go viral. Woman tries to get in car.
You are so mean. It's just typical that you should see me. I'm in, Charles.
Fabulous.
What's the top speed?
These with this engine, they will in fact do about 130 miles an hour. The ones out of the factory are limited to 90. Clearly, UK roads wouldn't permit any more than 70, but we've used them over in Germany, and they're absolutely fabulous. We in fact did the Gumball Rally last year and the year before in Defender, and. In among the supercars. They're just fabulous because they get so much attention.
That is a very tight squeeze you've just got us through there, Charles. It is lovely. It's a very comfy ride.
It's we do a lot of work on suspension. We do a lot with braking. Ultimately, you know, the big engine is not suited to everybody. A lot of the vehicles we produce have the standard 2.2 with a little bit more power, but ultimately it's about making the vehicle a little bit more refined, a little bit more drivable. And more usable for every day. But
do you drive one of these in your everyday life? Is this your mode of transport? Your vehicle of choice?
Pretty much. I've got to say, Defender, it's not a vehicle you would ever compare to another. You wouldn't buy one instead of a Range Rover or a Porsche Cayenne. You would have a Defender as one of your vehicles, quite probably, because they don't suit everybody every day, but they're so much fun. People wave at you, they don't insult anybody. It's at no point do you feel out of place in one. They just seem to fit in beautifully.
What is this stuff called again? It's sort of furry.
It's Alcantara.
Alcantara?
Alcantara, yeah. You often see it combined with leather. So this particular vehicle we built, we wanted it to be very rugged externally and internally, but everything you touch by hand to be soft. It's just our own little slant on how a Defender could be. It's not everybody's choice. But I think it works very, very well.
How much is it going to cost me, this little beauty?
This one's about 100,000.
What? £100,000?
This one, there's probably 600 or 700 build hours in this vehicle.
Oh, and my word.
We start with a new Defender. So there's a £30,000-ish start point.
Right.
And then we take it apart and put it back together how the customer wants it.
How many miles to the gallon or litre does it do, Charles?
This one will probably do around 17 or 18, I would think.
I was going to say about 12, but that's
quite
good.
Not too bad, yeah. But they have this wonderful noise, which you just can't help but use.
Beautiful noise. How gutted are you that they will not be producing this Defender now? This is the last one today.
I don't think it's quite sunk in, certainly not for me, a lot of people. You know, Defender has been something which, you know, you've always been able to walk into a dealer and if not get straight away, order with, and have within a few weeks. And, you know, from passing my driving test, we've always had new Defender very regularly. And in this business, we've always ordered them for customers. We were very, very lucky and put in a very fortunate position about 17 months ago to be invited to place an order for new Defender to carry us forward.
Yeah, because where does it leave your company, Twisted, now, if you've got nothing to enhance or convert?
It leaves us actually in a very strong position because fundamentally Defender, 76% of all Land Rovers ever built are still on the road, so restoration will become a very large part of our business. But in fact, the order we placed September of 2014 was for 240 vehicles. We only build about 60 a year, so that gives us 4 years supply. So we're in a great position. We've got stock, and at the moment we have choice of colour and model. And we'll continue to do exactly what we're doing now.
It is amazing. I can't thank you enough for coming along. So you're based in Thirsk?
We're based in Thirsk, yes, on York Road Industrial Estate. We ship vehicles all over the world. Probably about 30% go overseas, and the rest stay in the home market.
Yeah. I love it. I absolutely love it. I think I might order myself one if only I could, Charles. Do you feel king of the road when you're behind the wheel?
Do you know, Defender is one of those vehicles where you actually feel quite humble driving one, no matter what it is, whether it's an old one with a set of white wheels and a white roof and a green body and a collie dog in the back, or a £150,000 monster. They're just a fabulous vehicle. They're not ostentatious. They're not in your face. People smile at you.
Yeah.
So
I laughed my head off trying to get in, actually, and so did you, Charles. Many thanks for coming to play today. Really appreciate it. Charles Fawcett from Twisted in Thirsk. I'm going to try and disembark while you get the latest travel report from BBC Radio York.